Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Hey folks, we're having a special segment of The Mark White Show right now. Wanted to talk about a special event that's coming up on Saturday. I'm talking to Dustin Thompson. He is the owner of Thompson Roofing and Construction. Welcome to this segment, Dustin.
Hi Mark, thanks for having us. On Saturday, we're going to be having a yard sale. It'll be at the corner of Highway 31 in Athens and 4th Street, right there beside the baseball field at Athens Bible School. We're going to be having this yard sale to benefit a local family who we'll keep anonymous at this time, but they've been saving for a long time to make this adoption happen. So we're going to do this Saturday, try to get folks in the community to come out and support this, try to help them reach their goal to be able to make this adoption happen.
What type of items can people expect to see there, Dustin?
Mark, we're going to have a little bit of everything. We've got everything from clothes, couple of furniture items, chase lounges, kids' toys, electric motorcycles. I think there'll be something there for everyone. Hopefully everybody will come out and take a look at it and check out what we have. We have a lot of volunteers. We even have kids that are volunteering. There's going to be a lemonade stand there. We'll be selling lemonade. I think it's going to be pretty warm. We'll have plenty of volunteers to set up, and we appreciate those volunteers for coming out. What we need right now is community to come out. We'll be accepting any donations that people can give as far as monetary donations. We have plenty of donations for items, for things that can be purchased. We have a lot of help for this event.
How long are we looking at on Saturday?
We have it starting at 7 o'clock. It'll end when the people stop coming. We'll be there as long as we can. Usually these things, try to wrap them up around 2 or 3 o'clock, but come out early to make sure that you have the items that are there that you might be interested in.
If there's somebody out there listening right now who would want to donate, how could they do that if they can't make it to the yard sale?
If you can't make it to the yard sale, call me. My number is 256-345-5120. I could put someone in place with the right people, so that way they could donate for this great cause.
Taking place this Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. at Athens Bible School. This is for a family seeking to adopt. Talk about your passion for adoption.
Me and my wife, we have been through this process ourselves. Something that's very rewarding. It helps the children, but also helps you as a person when you adopt a child and put a child into a family like that. People don't realize how expensive it is. And that's why we're doing this yard sale, to help those people. A lot of times people can't afford to adopt a child, but they're willing. We can make the money right. That's our goal, to help those people out there who don't have the opportunity financially to do something like this.
Can you give the listening audience some idea of how much it does cost?
If you adopt locally, it can be cheaper, $10,000 to $15,000. A lot of that goes to lawyer's fees. If you go out of state, it could be as high as $40,000 to $60,000, depending on the situation. Sometimes these things happen that make it more expensive, where the mother may back out of the adoption and the family has to start over. It really varies a lot when it comes to the amount of money needed to make one of these adoptions happen.
How much are they needing to adopt? What point are we right now?
They're trying to secure the money on their own. We've done these adoption yard sales before. We try to raise around $5,000. Last year, we came up a little short of that on the yard sale that we did. This year, we're hoping for a little more of a turnout so we can reach that goal.
Let me give you two pairs of tickets to the Tennessee Aquarium. You can give those as a drawing for people who show up to the yard sale. What do you think about that?
That would be great, Mark. We'd appreciate that. Any donation helps us. Thank you very much.
Dustin Thompson with Thompson Roofing and Construction. I want you all to make it out there, if you can, on Saturday to this special adoption fundraiser for this family. Help them if you can, and if you want to donate outside of this event, Dustin has given out his phone number. One more time, Dustin, share that number.
256-345-5120. It'll be starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning at the intersection of Highway 31 in Athens and Forest Street, beside the baseball field at Athens Bible School.
All right, Dustin, good luck on the fundraiser.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
That was Dustin Thompson, owner of Thompson Roofing and Construction, a very special fundraising event that's taking place for a family who wants to adopt. If you can support that, I would encourage you to go out there Saturday and participate. If you have any questions, you can call Dustin, or you can send me a message to The Mark White Show on Facebook, or you can send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, and I'll pass those along to Dustin. We'll get your questions answered. Thank you all for tuning in.